Blog Talk Radio.
Believe everything the mainstream media tells you? We don't. We cover what mainstream doesn't. Welcome to Beyond the Mainstream with Donnie C., Texas Bob, and Cinnamon. Tin hat not required. Call us with your opinion at 347-324-3752.
Well, hello. You're not on. No, you are.
Hello.
Say hello again.
Okay. See,
why don't you go ahead and fix your mic? And that might work a little better. There we go. I hear crackle. Nope. Somehow.
Okay, hello?
Yes. Somehow.
Well, I'm not going to do the whole show holding this thing.
No. I don't know what's wrong. We'll have to get you a new cord. Well, it's been a week. We had another debate.
Did you start the chat room?
Yes, I did. The chat room's up and going.
Okay. Just not loading for me.
Well, who cares?
Okay.
How about that debate? What did you think of the debate?
There's too many people up there, first off.
11 is way too many.
And then having the little preemptive one?
You know, I don't mind that. I don't mind that. There's so many. You got to put the second tier down. You know, you just...
No, I understand that.
That wouldn't be fair to them, so...
I guess my thought is, why don't you divide them evenly, and they'll all have more talk time instead of...
Oh, I see what you mean.
Instead of, we'll do the top 10.
Oh, drop... Yeah, that would work. I can see that being okay. I don't see no problem with that. That would be a good idea. I think they only had 4 on the stage.
Yeah, they only had 4 this time.
And we had on the main event, 11. Well, I thought Carly, and I'm going to screw her last name up again, so say it.
Carly Fiorina.
Fiorina? That's not
it. No, now you got me screwed up.
I know. That's how I do it.
Okay. Anyway. So, Carly.
Yes, she won that debate hands down. She was very impressive. I don't know about Donald, but he answered everything that was thrown his way. It was like the Donald Trump show.
They were definitely focused on him.
Yeah, they don't want him in there. They want Jeb Bush, and it was evident to me that's who they want is Jeb Bush. And I think Carly screwed him up by being so damn good. Chris Christie, I wouldn't vote for him. But
you know, that's the one thing that bugged me about it was Chris Christie when he said, you know what, I'm sick of hearing about your jobs and how great you are at your job.
No, that was good because I'm sick of hearing that shit myself because I
want
to... Could
I finish my sentence?
Yes.
Because they were both addressing the question that was asked them.
No, they kept it going. They were... Meow, meow. They didn't just answer. They just... Meow, meow.
Each one got a chance to answer back.
Okay, you get a minute, then you get 30 seconds to rebut. They kept it going. That's why Christy got pissed. And I don't blame him at all. And you shouldn't either, because who gives a damn on what they did in the business? We all know what they do. We know how much money Trump's got. We know because he tells you every speech.
Oh, God. Every single speech.
We know the big old headlines when HP fired Carly. So, you know, I want to hear about something about our country, what they would do in this situation or this situation, you know? And I was...
Yeah, well, then
he got
more
kudos
of the
for that.
More of the problem should have been he should have said something to the questioners.
Well,
it shouldn't have been a question to ask them.
No, that's true. And I watched a lot of news the next day, and they were all blasting CNN because of that. They said, geez, come on. Nobody cares, and nobody does care. They said Trump had 16 minutes in questions. But he was brought into almost every conversation because if his name is mentioned, he gets 30 seconds, right?
Yeah.
So there was always, it seemed to me and to you, there was a split screen with Donald Trump's picture right there, you know? And even Morning Joe Scarborough, even Mika, can you believe it, Mika? The woman that's trashing pretty much Hillary, which is unbelievable. They have changed that station. I think they got a memo. We cannot afford your dumbasses no more. Start telling the truth. And Hillary happens to be on the butt end of that. Anyway, I still like Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson. He's got a quiet demeanor. He doesn't fight. But I wish he'd have a little more fire, but that's fine. He's a gentleman.
Yep.
I really do like him. I do. I don't know about president, but I like him. And I think that if somebody's going to be out of that bunch or be a president, they should put him in the cabinet, you know, in the administration somehow or another. He'd be a great ambassador or anything. He's good.
You know what I was picturing is him having a meeting with Putin. And Putin just, you know, trying to do a little grandstanding and stuff and him just staring him down.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's
okay,
what he would
teenage
do.
Okay, boy, what are you doing?
Yeah.
When you're done, we'll get back to talking.
Right. I think you'd be an asset to anybody's administration because I do believe he would be good for this country. Now, he brought up Trump saying that vaccinations cause autism. Yeah, I guess in one of his speeches he brought it up. I haven't heard him say it. He didn't agree because of all the studies, but he did say, instead of blasting, I'm just going to say it my words, giving children a bunch, a whole lot, like that one kid in New England, somewhere in New England, got 10 shots in one day. She died. He said they should be spread out, and there's some you don't even have to take. You know, but they give it to you anyway. Those should be left off. But so, you know, so they came to a happy medium.
Yeah.
On that, and I thought that was good. See, they got to start attacking the Democrats instead of themselves. And these gotcha questions, and that's what they are, is gotcha questions. Just keep the Republicans fighting. That way they won't be fighting and talking about Hillary and how bad she is, or the Obama administration, or how, you know.
Or what Bernie Sanders is proposing.
Bernie Sanders is a joke. How does he think everybody in this country is going to get free? He specifies free health care.
I don't understand the kids that are following him. And, yeah,
sure you understand. They're kids. They don't understand.
Well, you're in college. Does it not a concept come to you that you have to pay back your student loans because you took that money out? So if somebody gives you money, it comes from somewhere?
Well,
they're not just going to tap the top 1% and say, hey, fork it over.
Now, there's a tape I have somewhere.
Plus, do they not see what Bernie Sanders votes for?
See, but guess who their teachers are in college? See, you gotta remember.
I know, but
who's teaching these kids are nothing but, and they've been taught by nothing but dumbass liberals in a classroom.
But Bernie Sanders has always voted to fund every military.
He's a socialist. He'll tell you.
I know, but he's also saying he's going to be anti-war, but he's never voted against funding any of the military campaign.
He's going to be anti-war because we can't afford to go to war because he spent everything. They asked him this question, and of course he knocks out over his mug. I don't know if he was nervous, and I can't play it. Why doesn't this thing play? Why is this everybody? Uh-oh. what happened here?
Did you crash?
No, but
we currently have.
What does that mean to make the wealthiest Americans pay their fair share? Would that mean taxing the wealthiest American percent?
No, I don't think you have to go up to 90%. But you can remember that on the people like Dwight David Eisenhower, we had a tax system that was far more progressive than it was today. When you
and
have,
I'll tell you why, too.
Yeah, I don't know that you have to go there. We will come up
I'll
with some very specific ideas.
But how can you do that? I mean, you're promising free health care for everybody, college for everybody, paid leave, and you haven't yet said how you're going to pay for it. And you suggested you would tax the wealthiest Americans.
Okay, I'm trying to start it over for you. It's only a minute long.
Housing, that means taxing the wealthiest American to make the wealthiest Americans pay their fair share. Would that mean taxing the wealthiest to make the wealthiest Americans pay their fair share? Would that mean taxing the wealthiest American percent?
No, I don't think you have to go up to 90%. But you can remember that on the people like Dwight David Eisenhower, we had a tax system that was far more progressive than it was today. When you have
around 90%.
Yeah, I don't know that you have to go there. We will come up with some very specific ideas.
But how can you do that? I mean, you're promising free health care for everybody, college for everybody, paid leave, and you haven't yet said how you're going to pay for it. And you suggested you would tax the wealthiest Americans at a rate about 90%.
No, I did not suggest that.
So what is then? What would you tax the wealthiest Americans?
This is what we would do. This is what we would do. If you want tuition-free public colleges and universities, which I believe we will have, a tax on Wall Street speculation, which will more than pay for that. We will end the fact that profitable corporations, in some cases in America today, pay zero in federal taxes because they stash their money in the Cayman Islands and in Bermuda.
You want to raise the corporate tax rate?
Whoops.
How much would you raise the corporate tax rate?
Because right now you've seen estimates. People are saying the estimate from the Wall Street Journal is $18 trillion.
Yeah, but what the Wall Street Journal said, and we responded to it, is that included $15 billion for national health care program. What they forgot to say is that you would not be paying, and businesses would not be paying, for private health insurance. So in other words, right now, if you're paying...
Let me educate some of our listeners why Dwight D. Eisenhower charged, and it was a large increase in the income tax. That's when they started building the highway system in America. Hello, that's why. There was a damn good reason. Instead of taking Highway 31W to Alabama, a few years later, we could get on expressway and go, instead of 19 hours driving, down to 12 or 11, usually 11. So that's why. So everybody, Eisenhower raised them. You start raising taxes on profitable, companies that make money, you're going to lose them. And, I don't think, like GE, you know, their chairman was or maybe still is, I don't know, in the Obama administration. Of course, they pay zero.
I
can't hear a word you're saying. I don't know what's wrong with it. She's having a tough time. We didn't do this show last week, so she's new.
Yeah.
I got to reload this. There we go. All right.
Better?
Yeah.
There we go.
I can hear you loud and clear.
There's a lot of loopholes that need to be closed, and I think a flat tax. I don't think that a consumption tax would do well because poor people buy cheap stuff that's got to be replaced all the time. Your consumption's going to go up.
Okay.
All
right. Hey, I'm just following along with your way of thinking somehow. I think 20% across the board, everybody pays it. One piece of paper, you do it yourself, put H&R Block right out of business and go on about your business.
Flat tax. And
it'll never change.
And even if it's only 10%, we would still end up getting more taxes in.
There's 76,000 pages of regulations in the IRS. 76,000.
Is that before or after Obamacare?
That was before. You added Obamacare, I'd be afraid. They don't even know how many pages. And here's Bernie, the socialist. If you people want a socialist, and apparently a lot of people do, you think Obama spends money. This moron, and I don't care, he'll get it from here, he'll get it. Yeah, tax. That's all he wants. And hand it out free. Give it to everybody for free. Socialism does not work.
No.
It's been tried and tried and tried, and it never worked. And you end up getting a dictator somewhere down the line.
Yeah, and, you know, you'll be getting your college for free, but they'll be telling you what the hell you're taking.
Yes, and just like this Common Core. Oh, did you see the man? I guess he wrote a check to the school. I would assume it's for lunches for his kid. He did it in Common Core. The person, the columnist couldn't even tell you how much it was. The top, that he put these little boxes that had X's, and then he put these little boxes that had O's. There's five on each, so there's 10. And 0000, where it says amount, forget it. And he said, the guy wrote it, I hope the bank, the teller had Common Core, because this is going to be a tough one.
Oh, good Lord.
And that's on the Blaze. And I want to cancel my subscription to Blaze.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to be called a racist by that moron. When he said that, it pissed me off, and I will not pay him a dime. And if you wonder what I'm talking about, Glenn Beck stated that if you like Donald Trump and you're a Tea Partier, you're a racist. You didn't vote for Obama because you're a racist, because he's black. No, you moron. I like Donald Trump because he changed the narrative. Instead of seeing the same old crap, these stiff shirts up there, we get to see somebody stir the pot.
Tell them the exact same lies every time.
Exactly. I don't know. It's just amazing. These people, these folk. Yeah. Anyway, we might not be on for 2 hours tonight, but we're on right now. Jackie Collins died in Hollywood.
Oh.
Today.
Yeah. I did not see that.
Yes. She was an author.
Oh, yeah.
Author. I know. I'm just telling others who she is. Because my friends don't read. That kind of stuff, anyway.
I was going to say, she had kind of trashy books. They were.
Yeah, but that, you're not going to read it. You ain't going to have a big old burly guy take a book into work at the truck plant. And it's by Jackie Collins. It ain't happening. So I know my friends wouldn't know.
Now, there's a deportation center.
No. What's that noise? Is that my...
I think so.
Computer?
Yep. She's going to blow.
Jeez. The room will go up. We have three computers on and a TV, DVD, Sirius radio. We're connected, only if we can stay on without blowing up. What do you think?
Yeah. Okay. In
right.
Dorset?
Dorset?
UK.
Oh, well, tell me.
They've got an immigration detention. They call it the Verne Immigration Removal Center.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they stick inmates that are going to be deported.
Okay.
Half of them are convicted criminals. And they have put up a fuss that they don't like the food. They don't want fish and chips and shepherd pie. They want a culturally diverse menu reflecting their countries of origin.
Oh, they're in detention because they're criminals?
Yeah, they're illegal immigrants.
Well, they're
and
criminals.
Some of them are convicted criminals, even.
They're all criminals. No, I guess not, if they had open borders.
Yeah, but you have to... Okay, if you come from...
I'm listening.
If you come from another country outside of Europe...
Yes, don't look at my calendar or my...
I know, you've blocked it. Where you land, the country that you first visit, you have to file for refugee status.
Right.
And then you can move freely throughout Europe.
Right.
That's why most of these are trying to get to Germany, because they have more lax standards on who to call a refugee and who not.
Not anymore.
No. Same thing with the UK. So they're not showing up in boats off the UK. They're coming across Europe and ending up there. And so they're not registered as a refugee.
I know.
And so they're still called an illegal immigrant.
Okay.
Now, this immigration removal center said, okay.
Okay.
We'll go ahead and figure out what your culturally diverse food is and draw up a world menu.
Really?
And they said that it houses detainees from 84 different countries.
Really? Well, I got a tape, and you know I was going to play it last week, but I never got around to it because we didn't do the show. Of them throwing food back. Now, these people are hungry, and they're on trains, and they're all milling around. And they're throwing the food back, and they're taking cases of water and throwing them on the railroad tracks.
Now, those are the ones... Hold on. I know, but those are the males that are mad because they're being held right there to be processed through as refugee status instead of letting it on the train and letting me go. And I want your stinking food, I want my paper, and I want to leave.
They're hungry, there's kids, there was babies, and they wouldn't feed them. They threw it all away. They threw it all away. If they took it at all, they threw it. So I wouldn't feed them anyway. Go home.
You're only seeing some of them in the crowd. Other ones are taking the food.
Well, okay. All right. I just seen, I can show you two tapes with, I would say, up to 1,000 people. I can show you two tapes, and they're handing food up into windows of the train. They're throwing them back at them. People are shutting the windows on the trains. I seen two little kids grab something. That was it. Big cases of water, throwing them right over.
I know, I've seen the tapes, honey.
Well, okay, honey, but that's 1,000 people, and they're hungry, but they're trying to force their will by not eating, and I just let them sit there and wilt. You had your chance. There was water. There still is water. I'm sure some of them wasn't busted open. I'm tired of this crap. And Obama, and they're blaming, people are blaming Obama for this, because of his crap he's doing in our country. And the EU is saying, well, Obama's policy did this. Well, mind your own business, shut your own borders, don't blame even Obama. We got enough problems. We got enough things to blame him for, don't we?
Yeah, and if you didn't like thought it was his fault that things were getting hot in Syria, somebody else could have stepped in and started doing something. Or if you think that he didn't do enough to, he was the one that allowed ISIS. You're right there, do something also.
Well, didn't he say if they cross this line?
He said that about Syria.
Isn't that what you just said, Syria? I thought you said Syria. I don't know. I thought you did.
Before, it used to be the Syrian army fighting. The Free Kurdish Army was fighting against Assad. And then all of a sudden, ISIS came in and set up their own caliphate.
Well,
and so there's a three-way thing going there. And they're saying it's Obama's fault alone. It is not his fault alone. I'm done.
Is that when McCain went over there and took pictures of these nice people, these freedom fighters, and he's got his arms around one of them, or one of them's hugging him, or I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, McCain's such a moron. He really is funny. Now, why doesn't Saudi Arabia take any in? Anybody ask that question?
I'm trying to think of the other countries that are right there. Yeah, none of the Muslim countries are accepting.
No, because if you listen to the man in Germany, there's a tape of him, and you can't understand him, but it's on the screen what it is, what he's saying. He wants the Muslims to get with the European women and have babies, and in a few short years we'll take over. That's what he's saying, and he's calling Germany.
Yeah, within a generation you'll have conquered Germany or conquered
Europe. Yeah. Bless you. Well, that went through my eardrum.
Oh, sure. That's when the mic had to work. I was away from it too.
I know. Wow. Yeah. Now let's go to the kid with the suitcase clock. I'm sick of hearing this too. Okay, he's a smart kid. There's no question he's a smart kid. But now it's coming out, which you probably haven't heard, that his dad's a big act. Well, let me just play it. It's only a minute.
Breaking now at InfoWars.com. Top imam: Muslim migrants should breed with Europeans to conquer their countries.
Oh.
Sheikh Muhammad Ayed recently gave a speech in which he asserted that Muslims should use the migrant crisis to breed with European citizens to conquer their countries. Ayed stated that European countries were not rolling out the red carpet for migrants because they were compassionate, but because Europe was in dire need of a new source of labor. Soon we will trample them underfoot, Allah willing, he said. The imam's statements directly echo a philosophy born in the early 20th century called the Kalergi Plan, devised by an Austrian diplomat named Richard Coudenhove Kalergi. He writes, "The band of the future will be of mixed race. Today's races and classes will gradually disappear owing to the vanishing of space, time, and prejudice. The Eurasian Negroid race of the future, similar in appearance to that of ancient Egyptians, will replace the diversity of peoples with the diversity of individuals." Rob Dew reporting for InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, that's the guy I was just telling you about in Germany. So, this is the kid. It's only a minute. I clicked the wrong thing.
Kit Daniels, InfoWars.com. The recent incident involving a Muslim kid who took a realistic-looking suitcase bomb to class is looking more and more like a staged event. The father of the kid, Mohammed El Hassan Mohammed, is a known Islamic activist, was previously engaged in several stunts to call out what he labels anti-Islamic activity. What better stunt than to send your kid to school with a lookalike bomb to later claim he was racially profiled? Political commentator Pamela Geller revealed that Mohammed has been looking for publicity and chances to fight against Islamophobia for a long time, and he gained the opportunity this past week, going as far as to claim his son was tortured by law enforcement. Also, if you look at photos of the so-called suitcase clock the kid brought to school, it looks just like a suitcase bomb. And doesn't it seem weird to you that Obama was so quick to invite the kid to the White House? Journalist Steve Watson covers this incident in detail at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, so check it out. And please consider donating to the InfoWars Money Bomb. Once again, this is Kit Daniels with InfoWars.com.
Okay. Do you think the kid was put up with to do this, or terrible mistake?
I don't know.
I
do know that they didn't believe it was a bomb.
Okay. But he got 3 days suspension, right?
And they were gonna charge him with doing a hoax.
Well, I don't know how in the world they can make that stick if they, how about the kid that chewed on his pop, took a bite of his Pop-Tart, and it looked like a gun? Or how about the Nerf toy to MacArthur High School in Irving, Texas. Look what these kids got. Instead, he brought a homemade clock with electronics that spooked a teacher into thinking it might be a bomb, yet media reports focus on how he will deal with his newfound fame rather than any punishment. In fact, the Dallas Morning News story on Mohammed carried the headline, "Family Adjusting to Mohammed's Sudden Fame as Police Announce No Charges for the Clock Deemed Hoax Bomb." Now, we reported on that kid that took a bite of his Pop-Tart, about 5 years old, 6 years old, kindergarten or first grade, I can't remember. They threw him out of school.
Yeah.
They tossed him out of school. He took a bite, and it looked like a gun to some moron, some liberal moron, and they threw this little kid out of school. Now, this was a suitcase with something that was ticking, and he didn't take it. Okay, but he gets invited to the White House. That's incredible to me. These rules are stupid, but, you know, leave it to a liberal school.
And it's not a briefcase.
Well, that's what they're calling it.
I know, but if you really look at the picture,
mm-hmm.
you can see the plug-in, the electrical plug-in.
Okay.
To charge the battery. You see it, you know, you see it sitting next to the case. You can, that gives you an idea of the scale of the case.
Okay.
It's not a...
I mean, yeah, but yeah, how big is, you know, a bomb? Would you, first thing you would think of, would you think, okay, that's innocent?
No, okay.
I'd have to...
My whole thing on this is, one, they never called in a bomb scare. They never evacuated the school.
True.
They picked up and carried the supposed bomb with the kid to the principal's office and set it on the principal's office desk while they're talking to the kid before the police
right.
show up.
Pretty much.
When they tell the police, yeah. only four police officers come. They didn't respond with bomb squad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they right. knew it wasn't a bomb. Okay. All I'm saying is they knew it wasn't a bomb, though. I understand that.
No, they went by the school. What they did was go by the rules of the school board, the liberal school board made for the school, that they had to do something. Even though that's just like the Pop-Tart incident, the Nerf ball, the Nerf gun.
No, I'm not saying
the plastic knife.
Yeah, I'm not saying that.
I know you're not. I'm not yelling at you or nothing. I'm just saying that they have their own, they have rules. And these rules
zero tolerance.
Yeah, zero tolerance, and that's what the police officer said. And they told him, this is, you know, we got to do this. It's zero tolerance until we check it out, and da-da-da. And that's where that come from, all this crap. Anyway, let me go, Joe. Anyway, if it's true his father is like that, well, maybe it was a hoax. I mean, maybe he was put up to it. I don't know.
Yeah, they're saying that some people went and searched, and they're saying it's just the guts of a digital clock from the 1980s.
Right.
And he just took those guts out and pasted it in there. He didn't even actually build the clock himself. He just took it out of its case and made a new case for it.
It sounds like maybe he was put up with, you know, he didn't build it. That's the first reports. And they're still saying it. So I don't know.
And he might have ended up with a longer suspension, you know, if they charged him with a hoax bomb besides just the 3 days.
Well, you bet they would have.
But he went ahead and transferred schools right away.
Right. Well, something's got to be done with our school system all over.
Yeah,
this
and that was the one thing that they talked to the students. They did an announcement and how to be vigilant and keep your eyes open, and they did the same thing. They sent a note home with the parents that night, to the parents that night, same thing. You have to be vigilant and watch out.
Everybody's watching everybody. That's what they want. A country that spies on each other. What a lovely place to be.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bush, and thank you, Obama.
Oh, yeah, don't forget Big Sis. She was the one that came out with see something, say something.
Big Sis was in the Bush administration.
I know. I said
the Bush administration. And
you said Bush.
Okay, Bush and Obama administration. I didn't think I had to spell it out. The government of Saudi Arabia, which financed the 9/11 attacks, and that's why the 28 pages are missing, and how do I know that? Is because the senator from Florida who wrote it stated it. He's not a senator, he's retired. Bob Graham wrote it, and they took it. They wouldn't let us see it. So he said it's because the Saudi Arabia government financed these people for the 9/11 attacks, and it would have been an embarrassment to the Bush family.
Oh yeah, it would have been
big time. No, Jebby wouldn't be up there on that stage right now if we had the truth. According to the still classified 28 pages from the Congressional Joint Inquiry on the intelligence failure that led to the attacks, recently shocked Germany by offering to build 200 mosques for recently arrived Muslim refugees from Syria, Afghanistan, Libya, Pakistan, and other Muslim nations. With what the Saudi offer even more galling to the Germans was the fact that it was Saudi Arabia and its Wahhabist allies in a Persian Gulf region that facilitated the mass influx of refugees after the wealthy Arab potentates of, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce their these voices, and Dubai helped overthrow Mohammed Qaddafi in Libya. No, that's Muammar Gaddafi, you dumb blind bastard. That was me. Good Lord, I'm looking at something else, and my eyes were looking at that and going, what? In Libya, and initiated a rebellion against Syria's president Assad. I say let these people kill each other off, let them do whatever they want. It's none of our business. But what we need to do is stop ISIS. Wherever ISIS is, it's not dink around with them. And Lindsey Graham said,
no, those are some crazy bastards.
We need to send 10,000 troops over there. I think we need to send 100,000 troops if we have them anymore, because Obama's shrinking the military. By leaps and bounds, we're losing generals, colonels, majors, captains, and pretty soon we won't have anybody who knows how to run a war.
They're also lowering recruitment goals.
Oh, yeah. We want to get every smart kid we can, you know. Yeah, it's just amazing. And one thing I agree Trump about is take care of our vets and build our military so mighty they wouldn't dare mess with us.
Now, that's the one thing that's kind of bugging me. Everybody's jumping on the immigration train and the ISIS train. But he keeps bringing up the vets, and nobody's touching it.
Mm-mm. No, nobody's touching it. Did you see him on the carrier? There was a carrier.
Yeah, I heard he was on it. He was on it.
Did you hear? I forgot the vet organization, but they're going to support him. But now it's some. They're not a profit-free or whatever the hell, non-profit, because they lost that status because they didn't file their tax returns. And, you know, Trump didn't know anything about this. He was invited. He thought it was an honor to talk to vets, which it is. whether they have a tax-free status or not, I don't, you know, that's neither here nor there. But he went and told, you know, did a real nice speech. And there that goes. We're going to have to clean some computers tonight before we blow this thing up. It's making a rumbling noise.
So is it Wounded Warrior that lost tax-free?
No, not Wounded Warrior. It's a organization I've never heard of.
Okay.
I never heard of these guys.
Purple Heart was another one that I was...
No.
I'm just naming off the ones that I was involved with, that I gave to.
Well, anyway, they tried to make a big deal. That didn't stick to Trump because he didn't know. He didn't have a clue. Even somebody that hates Trump's guts said that was nice of him to do that. And no, he doesn't have the organization other campaigns have. So, no, he didn't know what was going on. And that probably wouldn't have stopped him anyway.
No.
No.
He
would have went and talked to the vets anyway.
Yeah. I don't, you know, they go to
$10,000
a plate. Dinners.
Well, they were charging like $100 a ticket for $25 to $100 a ticket, and now you gotta wonder where that money goes. It's supposed to go to the vets, but who knows where it'll end up? I don't know, and it might go to the vets,
just not the correct amount.
I don't know. That's you're allegedly calling them a fraud, and I'm not gonna do that yet.
No, I wasn't gonna say. And I don't mean correct amount, not the full amount.
Sued? We don't have nothing to lose, but you're trying to get us sued or what?
Like full amount. Yeah. But of course, that's in any charity, that's not the full amount doesn't go to them.
Especially the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation only gives a 6%. Of what they, the millions, multi-millions they have in that foundation, they spend more on travel for Bill Clinton than they give to whatever in the hell they give to. I don't even know who they give it to. So they're making a nice little nest egg for little Chelsea.
Nice.
Well, yeah, you know, you gotta keep up and Hillary Clinton promised these kids that she was going to show up and talk to them, and these little kids were crying. She canceled on them.
Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, that's what it was.
They all made pictures for her.
Yeah, special bathroom with a star on it just for her.
Decorated the bathroom for her. And
of course, she can't make time. You guys can't vote. Come and see me in about 15 years, you know?
And oh, yeah, if you're in the Boys and Girls Club, that means you don't have two parents.
And if you don't have one bathroom, everybody can just walk in. I'm not even going to talk to you. How's that sound to you? Jeez. And in Ohio, they had a little meeting about that. Parents are a little uptight about having guys walking in on the ladies, you know, in the restrooms and in the school. There were some concerned parents, and I don't blame them.
I've said it before. If you're going to do something like that, you're going to have a third bathroom. You're going to have one unisex bathroom. And whoever wants to go in can go in. They go in and use the stalls. But if girls want to go in the girls and boys go into the boys, you shouldn't be crossing those two.
No. And, you know,
they should have the choice. You shouldn't be putting any kind of pressure on kids.
How can they say these kids know what they are at that age anyway? In California, they got them early on in elementary school. How in the world do you know? How do you know?
Because
little Joy plays with a doll.
I don't know. They would have had me as a boy if I was from a liberal California family, because I used to walk around in my dad's hard hat and his boots, and me and my brother would crawl up underneath the broken down car and beat on it.
Yeah, but
so
me and the baseball team would have been gay if that was the case, and we'd all go in the girls' bathroom. Not gay, but we'd be transsexual. And I'm just confused.
Yeah.
No, I don't blame fathers for being very, very worried if they have daughters. And this one father has got two sons, and he said, I don't want no female. They don't want no female going in on them. And they had some liberal professor explaining how good this would be. Population growth in Ohio, you know why. Rates in school, you know why, Miss Professor Del Weed.
Well, that's just putting pressure on kids. I understand you want to take the pressure off the transgender child, send him to the unisex bathroom. But don't turn around and put pressure on the rest of the population where you got some little girl that's not going to go to the bathroom during the whole day. She's just not going to go.
Now, I don't know when females get their time of the month. I don't know when that starts. Well, what in the world would happen if that happened? And, oh, my God. You know how kids are.
Oh, yeah.
It's terrible.
And each year, 95% of homeowners won't have a plan. But if you do...
Somebody's got a plan. Somebody had a plan, and it's gone now. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up. Now,
before we get too far away from...
I want to get to the view, too, by the way.
Before we get too far away from charity,
yeah,
and who's a charity and who's not, the Pope pretty much called out churches for not doing charity with the poor, no matter what their status was, and said, if you're not going to...
You know what I'd say to the Pope? Go ahead. Finish your statement.
If you're not going to...
do what?
Do as the Bible says, or do as Jesus did, then change your status from tax exempt.
Okay.
He didn't say stop being a church. He just said change your status from tax exempt.
Well, you tell that little sawed-off, bald-headed freak that wears the cape and gown or whatever the hell he wears. He's pissing me off. The Vatican, in Vatican City, it is, or I believe, is the richest place in the world.
Oh, yeah.
The Vatican that he sets his throne on has billions and billions of gold.
Oh, and he's brought that up.
Why doesn't he want to share that with the poor?
He has brought that up.
Well, okay, he brought it up. What's he doing about it?
It has to go through all the little political crap in the Vatican.
I didn't think we had anything. Did we go by the Bible?
Yeah. This Pope's going to be assassinated.
There's a lot of Catholics very upset with him.
Yeah.
And he's trying, I know what he's doing, he's trying to get into the mainstream, but let's get back to his throne on the Golden Tower.
He made remarks of it when he was...
What did he say? He made remarks, I don't know what he said.
I don't know the exact quotes. This was before he was even called the Pope, when he was in the short running to be Pope.
I want to know if he said anything while he was a pope, because I don't know.
Yes, he did say stuff after he was a pope, and he said it before he was a pope.
Did he?
Hold on. He was the poverty. He was the one that gave up everything, and he lived by that creed.
How many did that feed? He's over the Catholic Church that is...
I'm trying to tell you he is trying to do something about it.
Yeah.
Other people have control of it. He doesn't have control of it.
I believe that when I see it. I think he's all talk. You don't come over and start preaching to our
churches. Wow, wow, wow.
And when you can't even get your church to do anything, forget you. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of people coming into our country telling everybody what to do in our country. Go back to your little golden throne and let us struggle on and tell us we need to take how many illegals? Syrian people? They wouldn't be illegal.
They'd be
Nah, be darned. I'm going to get you. I'm sorry.
Refugees.
Yes. I think you're out again.
Okay. I need something to prop this up.
You were snorting fire, and I noticed that you went dead.
Hand me that little remote thingy. Okay, yeah, that'll work.
She will be back directly. There's a lot of things that are going on. You got to understand, Cinema and I don't agree on everything.
Gee, if they have ever listened to this show, they know that.
Well, that's true. And you can't help it. You don't know what you're talking about. And that's it. In a nutshell. I'm just kidding. How about you? How about your favorite show, The View?
That's so my favorite show.
The liberal gab fest in the afternoon. The View lost how many?
Five.
No. Five major or two major?
Oh, they're major sponsors.
Are they majors? I know two were.
They're not exactly sponsors of the show, but they would. Hold on for a second.
I'm just reading
this
what
is
it
how
says.
One of them. One of them explained it. He said, we don't sign on for a show. We sign on for a time slot. He said, so we are going to make sure that we are not advertising in this time slot because we do not want to be affiliated with this show.
Right. Johnson & Johnson, Eglin?
Eglin's best.
Go ahead.
Huggies.
Uh-huh. I don't know. Go ahead. Anyway, there's two more, and I don't know what they are either. But anyway, how this all came about is Joy Behar said nurses only want to be doctors.
There was another girl that Joy was talking to.
Well, these two. And there was a comedian that was a guest co-host on the show. And they apologized, everybody. It was a joke. But if I, offended anybody, we're sorry and all this and crap. But after when you go to commercial break, which it turns off your microphones, they were really, really putting down nurses. And that co-host, that comedian, went on Opie and Jim Norton show. And spill the beans on them. Said you wouldn't believe what they were saying.
They said that the producers of the show.
Yes.
Said that because she originally said it was backstage. They were talking backstage about it.
They were talking. Yeah, they also did talk backstage too.
She was never backstage with them.
She said, but when the microphones went silent.
I'm just saying what they're saying, that she might be making up them going a little further with it.
All right. You're probably right.
But even if they didn't do the thing after the apology, I wouldn't want either one of them. I wouldn't want to have to go to my doctor, my local doctor, for a yearly checkup and look a nurse in the eye, or God forbid I have to go to the hospital for something, or one of my family does. Okay, so I just ticked him off.
No.
So I've got another article
I don't know what I'm talking about lately, so I'm going to shut up for a minute until I find something that's ironclad that you can't argue with me about. So go ahead.
I thought we were having a discussion, not an argument.
No, you were telling me I'm trying to read an article.
And I was just telling you I read a later article called her out.
The article is on his website right now. So I don't know which came first. It doesn't matter. I don't like The View anyway, and I hope all the commercial. It's commercial free.
I don't like The View either.
Yeah, I know it. I know that.
A court in California.
Yes.
The ninth, I think it's the Ninth District Court. Yes, Ninth Circuit Court has banned the use of the insecticide called sulfur foxiflor. And they said that the EPA approved the insecticide based on a flawed and limited information. And it says initial studies showed that the insecticide was highly toxic to honeybees. Now, this one is used to kill aphids, and so an aphid-like insects.
Mm-hmm.
So it's used on citrus, cotton, canola, strawberries, soybeans, and wheat.
Yeah.
And they're pretty much saying, given the precariousness of the bee population, leaving the EPA's registration of this in place risks more potential environmental harm than vacating it. And they did allow lettuce growers to go ahead and use it on a restricted basis because bees don't pollinate lettuce.
Wow. Okay.
They're pretty much saying that the EPA, that the decision the EPA made was made without any meaningful study.
Just like global warming?
Yeah. And the Janet Bremer, who represented the beekeepers for Earth Justice, said the ruling affects the entire country and will force states to withdraw more local rules that have permitted this particular insecticide. She said, and it's she said it's amazing because federal courts almost never overturn EPA approvals of pesticides.
Somebody wake the EPA up today?
Yeah. And I think...
How amazing.
Now, you remember I was trying to watch those two... There's two different signs that are staked out outside of fields. And I was trying to...
Signs. I'm trying to think.
Growth signs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think the one that's by us is Transform because it's sold under the brand names of Closer and Transform. Oh, it's also used on tomatoes and peppers. That field over there is soybean. So.
Well, I know a lot of countries are still fighting Monsanto. And some have banned Monsanto altogether, but not this country.
Nope, and Roundup isn't working anymore.
Roundup isn't working anymore?
No, first-hand knowledge. That's what they spray on our lawn.
I haven't seen any dandelions.
No, but there's tons of clover and other broadleaf weeds that are in there.
I've seen crimson and clover over and over.
Yeah, all the other weeds are there. No dandelions, though. Well, there was one, but I kind of hacked its head off so you wouldn't get all freaked out and have to go out and mow the lawn.
Well, I did today.
This was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I got you. Well, there's so many bad things going on.
Well, that was a good thing.
This country has changed so much since I was a kid. So much.
Well, the whole world is changing. That's not just.
Yeah, but it's changing. It's the leadership in all these socialist countries. They gotta go in debt. Because we got to keep giving because we don't want to lose our power. And dumbass people keep taking and taking and taking. I'm sorry.
True.
I just upsets me when you can't even let your kids really go out and play. Especially in Texas, that somebody will call and they'll take your kid away if you're not watching them. I don't know.
Well, what do you think about the kids in Texas? The football players.
What about those two football players?
Yeah.
I don't care if a head coach instead of assistant coach came up to me and said, you need to do something to take care of that because he's made some bad calls. I wouldn't do
it. When you're tired, a great tasting 5-hour energy is just the thing. But what if you're tired and thirsty?
Well, what? Water.
Precisely. Delicious and refreshing.
All right. I'll find it and turn it off directly.
Wow.
Yeah,
that tastes amazing. That's really good.
It is.
Drink it straight or sip it slow. Have you tried great-tasting 5-Hour Energy lately? Oh, you want to share a cab?
No, I'm good.
There's no one road out there. No one surface. No one speed.
Oh, I know what I
mean.
I apologize. Now it won't come back on, I promise.
Now, they're still looking at charging those two kids. They've been suspended from the football team.
Suspended? They were kicked off, weren't they?
According to the article, it says suspended.
Suspended means you can come back at a certain time.
Now,
those kids should never be able to put a helmet on in that school.
The school district moved them to an alternative school as investigations continue. So now they got to go to the probation school.
Well, yeah, they do have those in Texas, don't they?
And of course, they threw out there. one of the kids said that.
I am sorry. I don't know. Go ahead.
That's not who I am. Underneath the helmet and pads, I'm really a great kid. But they're alleging that the ref used a racial slur directed at a black player, and he also at one point told a Hispanic player to speak English. This is America.
I don't see nothing wrong with that. That part. Listen, these kids did something horribly wrong
on the
football field. They're kids. They need to be disciplined. And if they ever get to play the game again, they wouldn't be on my team ever again. They'll have to switch schools. And maybe you'll get to play. And the school board might say, you're done with sports. You can't have that kind of crap going on the field. It's like the kid that hit the kid lost his helmet. And the other team player picked it up and slammed and hit him in the head with it. Gave him 10 stitches. He didn't mean to do it either.
Oh, yeah.
That was an accident.
It didn't come off and he picked it up. He actually kind of ripped it off the kid's head.
Well,
and then smacked him in the head with it.
Okay.
Big uppercut.
But that was a mistake. It's all a mistake. No. There's no mistakes like that. You're done.
Now the director of Elizabeth Bay United Youth Council said that they had been battling all game and that the Linden player didn't mean to hurt the other player. The things like this happen in football. He didn't go up to hurt this kid. They were two bulls tangling.
One on the ground with his helmet ripped off and the other one slamming it into his melon. Yeah.
Yeah, uppercut.
Those are two bulls fighting, all right. No, I don't. Who said that anyway?
Who said what?
The two bull. What?
That was the director of
football
for the United Youth Council.
Oh,
so for I think for
liberal.
That district.
Yeah, liberal. Liberal.
Like, now the investigation has been sent to the Union County Prosecutor's Office to consider whether to bring charges.
I wouldn't bring charges, but he would never play football, and they would serve a nice suspension, and that would be it. But you're going to punish him enough by taking him off the football team. And there's such thing as overdoing it. And I think going through, summer practices and then getting thrown out probably the second game of the season – That's enough punishment.
Yeah, well, this is what his mom said. Oh, he's really apologetic about this. He said his hand got stuck in the helmet, and I believe my child. If it was so bad, which it was a bad incident, they should have taken him out of the game. They allowed him to play the third and fourth quarter. He did apologize to the student.
Well, I think, just like the little kid that bit into his Pop-Tart and had a gun, it looked like a Pop-Tart gun, and he didn't mean it. He just bit into it. I believe if he can be suspended, so can this kid. That's my opinion on that.
And by the way, just to give kind of an idea on why they were battling so hard that game, the kid that hit the other kid was playing for Linden.
Yeah.
And the other team was Immaculata, and Immaculata beat them 26-6.
That's a good reason to bust somebody's melon open.
And the kid's 18 years old, so, you know, she's saying that he was suspended for 10 days, and he was originally told he would be suspended from the team for 2 days, but the punishment was increased after the story became national news.
Funny how
so
that happens.
I think that means
we do the right thing only when the national news gets a hold of it. Isn't that what it says?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to do the right thing until, the national news has it. So let's go ahead and extend the suspension to indefinite. Now, I think
the school board is pursuing the severest disciplinary measures permitted under law, and they cannot lawfully comment on what the disciplinary action was taken. But I heard he was kicked off the team completely.
For those folks that are listening on other websites, there's an upset in the making. Alabama's losing 3-0 in the second against Ole Miss, 15th ranked. Ole Miss, I think they're 15th ranked. Yeah, 15th. All right. Well, I don't know what to do about that.
Yeah, and if you guys don't know what we're talking about,
tough.
I was going to say just Google New Jersey high school football player, and you'll see it. It's pretty bad.
I'm a gangster.
And the kid that ended up getting hit ended up going to the hospital and getting 10 stitches.
Right.
So he split the melon open.
Yeah, he did. Luckily, the seeds didn't fall out, thank goodness. In Arizona, the sheriffs got together from along the border in western states. They gathered here in Arizona, Sierra Vista, here to present a unified front on many issues affecting the border area law enforcement community. The sentiments shared by many speakers at the conference deal with the apparent lack of support from the federal government on border security issues, a lack of regard for law enforcement in general, and the constant danger presented by the Mexican drug cartels. Now, I thank you, sheriffs, but, you know, sheriffs are voted in. The federal government really can't tell a sheriff what to do or how to do his job. You know that.
Yes.
The sheriff in your community is God when it comes to anything the federal government wants to do. They can stop foreclosures. They can stop FBI from the SWAT team from busting in a house. The sheriff can do that, so keep that in mind. If we were so worried about they're going to be over here, they're going to be over here, just ask yourself the simple question we've been saying a million times on this show in the last 7, 8, 9 years. Why don't they close the border? It's like they're trying to set us up for something big in this country so they can have martial law and take our guns and we can be little patsy boys and girls and listen to Mr. Dictator. or Mrs. Says, we are facing opposition from many different sides, said Danny Glick, the president of the National Sheriff's Association. Glick was openly vocal about the silence by the White House after the many attacks on law enforcement and the federal government's refusal to acknowledge the problem. Well, they're not going to say nothing, you know, about that. There's too many groups out there protesting. Black Lives Matter, a Soros-funded group. Have you heard the guy that is ahead of this thing?
No, I did hear that they're not going to endorse any candidate.
Really?
But they are going to continue to interrupt speeches because that's the only way to get your yourself heard.
I don't know.
Let me see if I can pull that up while he walks away so we don't get off at the same thing that we're talking about. I just read this today, so. Yeah, Black Lives Matter will not endorse a 2016 candidate. But they pledged to press ahead with protests and interruptions during the campaign. Sometimes you have to put a wrench in the gears to get people to listen. So that's that. I just did the quote. And I was looking down to see if he did another quote.
There isn't another one. Anyway, I'm back. Isn't that nice?
Very nice.
But as soon as we run out of stuff, we're going to call it an evening. I'm about ran out.
I'm on fire.
It is hot in the cave. We got so many things.
Okay,
running.
Here's another one that was from a couple weeks ago that I wanted to talk about from the beginning of the month. A history professor denied Native genocide. A Native student disagreed, and the professor expelled her from his course.
Jeez.
Went against the university?
Yeah, I did hear that. No, I don't know. It could be any university in America, but I'd say Berkeley.
Cal State.
Oh, I was close. I was in the same state. you can't disagree. You can't have a discourse with your professor, or just, you might get kicked out of class. That sounds a resounding. This state's a resounding problem we have in our schools.
Now he allegedly told his United States history class that he did not like the term of genocide in relation to Native American histories, and a Native American student disagreed with him.
Mm-hmm.
She went home, and she got all of her research, and he came back, and when he started saying some stuff the next class,
right,
she stood up to refute with her facts what he was saying. And he
didn't like that?
No. And he said the professor said that she was hijacking his class and that she was accusing him of bigotry and racism.
Well, she was hijacking the poor man's liberal way of thinking. He wants his students to think a certain way. He sure doesn't want critical thinking or a debate.
This is exactly what he said. He was he paused and said, he was talking about Native Americans and the use of the word genocide. He paused and said, "I don't like to use that word because I think it's too strong for what happened. And genocide implies that it was on purpose, and most Native American people were wiped out by European diseases."
Wow.
She said she was deeply offended and did not respond, but I wrote it down, and I was enraged and felt for what I felt were obvious reasons. I didn't say anything on Wednesday because I knew if I didn't have anything specific to back it up in terms of tangible or solid evidence, he would not take my comments into consideration. So when on Friday, the professor started his discussion on the Iroquois Confederacy and the Portuguese expeditions. He made it a point to say indigenous people were not peaceful. I was upset again for obvious reasons. He mentioned how the French and Dutch were allies and made it a point to say native people were killing each other before white settlers arrived. And she said she understands that there were native conflicts before settlers arrived because, yeah, there were different nations.
Mm-hmm.
And they were battling for land. She said, but when the professor talked about the bravery of Portuguese expeditions without emphasis on the slave trade,
right,
she again grew upset. She said, so I raised my hand and I understand why we're talking about the Portuguese people because it explains how they got to America. But I do not think it is fair to talk about Portuguese people as if they were only poor and brave. They became rich by raping and enslaving the indigenous lands and people that they discovered. And he blew a cork.
Well, let's don't speak the truth to this professor. See, they're teaching.
And then so they had discussion back and forth and became a little heated. The professor said.
And Marianne
said, dismiss the class.
Yeah.
And he said, he told the class, he said, you know what, class, I am so sorry to everybody that this is happening. Please, everyone, come back on Wednesday and have a good weekend. And I'm sorry, my class has been hijacked. Because he told her, if you want to come talk to me after class, now is not the time. You're hijacking my class.
Why after class? So he can spread his BS to the students, and the students will not hear rebuttal.
Yep, and said after class, he said, I do not appreciate this in my classroom. I don't appreciate you making me sound like a racist and a bigot in my classroom.
No,
you have hijacked my lesson, taken everything out of context, and I don't care what kind of scholarship you have or what kind of affiliation you have with the university. You will be disenrolled and expelled from this classroom.
There you go.
That was within 10 minutes of her starting the discussion with him.
10 minutes.
Yep. Now, supposedly, she's back in class.
Well, at least there's one critical thinker in that class. I like her, him, whoever it is.
I like how he said what your affiliation with this school is instead of what native background you have.
No.
Or ethnic background you have.
Now, this is going to be about, this. You want to, it's getting pretty hot in here and my computer is about to blow. We're going to call it an evening. How about it? What do you think?
Okay, let me just make sure there wasn't one ahead of this one.
Okay, because I got something from Senator Lankford, and he's talking about the Iran nuclear deal on the Senate floor. So I'll
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm going to look. You play yours while I look for mine.
Mr. President, I do have a concern as well. Typically, we reward people for a change of behavior that's good behavior, go from bad to good, not static old bad behavior. The concern that I have deals with Iran. We've seen no change in behavior. The same battles are happening in Yemen that they're leading this coup. Same issues are happening in Syria where Russia and Iran are working together to prop up Bashar Assad. They're still causing all sorts of trouble in Bahrain. The same behavior is happening in Lebanon with Hezbollah. There's been no change in behavior. Yet the administration is determined to make an aggressive nuclear deal to change the status quo on our sanctions on Iran based on the hope of some future new good behavior when we see no present change in the behavior in Iran. This doesn't line up with some of the statements from our own administration. For instance, November 2013, Secretary Kerry said there is no right to enrich. We do not recognize a right to enrich. December 2013, President Obama said, we know fully that they don't need to have an underground fortified facility like Fordo in order to have a peaceful nuclear program. Same time, December 2013, President Obama said they don't need the advanced centrifuges they currently possess in order to have a limited, peaceful nuclear program. But under this deal, not only are we giving them a right to enrich, not only allowing them to have fortified underground bunkers We're also allowing them to have these advanced centrifuges. The president said there's absolutely no reason to have them unless they're not using them for peaceful purposes. I've heard over and over again for the last several days in this chamber, Mr. President, the conversation, if someone has a better deal, you should propose it, but this is the best deal that's been proposed. Well, let me just throw a few ideas out there as a better deal that's a proposal. First of all, why don't we do this as a proposal? Why don't we actually have the opportunity to read the agreement? I'd like to be able to see it. No one in this chamber has seen all aspects of this agreement. No one in the House has seen all aspects of the agreement. It's not that we won't read it. We can't read it because the administration, even they have said they have not read the entire agreement. Now, I would tell you, we don't allow secret side deals between a bank and a car dealer when you're buying a used car. We certainly don't allow secret side deals between the UN and Iran that no one can see. And I'm astounded that this body is okay with signing off an agreement that absolutely no one has read the entire agreement. In fact, the administration has said they haven't even seen it. The White House wants to have it both ways. They don't want to turn over the documents, which the statute requires, but they also want to keep the part of the law that says Congress only has 60 days to review it. They want to say by the end of this week it's done, but no, we're not ever going to turn the documents over the statute requires. How about this for a different idea of what we can do for an agreement? They don't keep the advanced centrifuges. Since even the president said there's no peaceful purpose for those centrifuges, if we're going to have a good, solid agreement, they do not keep the advanced centrifuges. Not only do they keep them in cascade, they keep them running, they keep them spinning. There's no change in behavior on those centrifuges other than the promise that they won't put uranium in them. How about this for an idea if we're going to have a better agreement? We have on-site inspections that would actually allow Americans on the inspection team. How about this for a better agreement? We don't lift the ban on missile testing and research on Iran, which allows Iran to start missile testing and R&D again on ballistic missiles. We don't lift the ban on conventional weapon sales to Iran, which will allow Iran to start buying large supplies of conventional weapons and surface-to-air defense systems. How about this for a change in agreement as a better agreement? Iran turns over their previous military dimensions of their nuclear program. They have stated over and over again they do not have a nuclear weapons program or ambitions. What would be the problem then in inspecting their research facilities and their technology if nothing existed? How about this for a better agreement? We don't agree to defend Iran in case in some future time they're attacked in their nuclear facilities by Israel. I think it's absolutely absurd to have in this agreement. How about this? We at least allow Iran the opportunity to publicly acknowledge that Israel has the right to exist, which they currently don't acknowledge that Israel even has the right to exist. Or we get our American hostages back. Since we're lifting the sanctions on the individuals who personally killed hundreds of American soldiers, those sanctions are lifted. Why can't we have our American hostages back? Or here's one simple idea. Why don't we have the same nuclear agreement with Iran that we had with Libya? You see, when we negotiated the agreement with Libya years ago, their program actually ended. They actually turned their centrifuges over. They turned their nuclear material over. They allowed anytime inspections. While this administration continues to say over and over again, what you're asking for is not possible, what's actually done by the last administration in Libya. This is not asking for something new or radical or different. This is asking for something enforceable and clear. Why can't we have the same nuclear agreement with Iran that we made with Libya and actually stop Iran from advancing towards a nuclear weapon? Mr. President, I'm convinced we can do better. We must, for the security of the nation as a whole.
Okay. That's Senator Lankford from, he's a Republican from Oklahoma. Go ahead. You got anything?
I do know about why the prisoners aren't tied to this bill. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
And Amir doesn't even want to be tied to the bill. He doesn't want some treaty, you know, his life being traded for some treaty. We'll grant you this treaty if you give us back our prisoners kind of thing. He doesn't want to be involved in that at all.
I see his point because he knows how bad it is. Even the
he doesn't want his life tied to politics. Any political agenda at all.
I told us today that if Americans think we will not hurt them, we will. And he said that today. But yet we got to have this agreement.
I don't understand it.
People didn't like Ronald Reagan, but he sure as hell built a military. And the minute he took office, they were releasing the hostages. And there was no more big talk from Iran for whatever reason. This president makes a deal, and Secretary of State Kerry make a deal, and the Senate can't even read it. And what's the side deals? They already found out one side deal.
Oh, yeah, and they said they know there are more.
Of course there's more. Yeah, there's more. And the Senate, you know, why do they let this man run over us, over the Congress? Remember when we got to get Republicans in there? They'll take care and do something. They haven't done a damn thing. They all need to be impeached. The leadership, every one of them should be impeached. Thrown out of office. Boehner, McConnell, go back to Ohio and go back to Kentucky. They can visit each other right across the river. Well, I'm done.
Thank you. My ears are sweating.
Yeah. Your ears are sweating.
They are.
We will be back next Saturday night for you auto workers. Chrysler did that. There is a tentative agreement with the UAW. We will be talking about that tomorrow night, right?
Yep, tomorrow night at 7.
On the UAW Factory Whistle Show, everybody, have a good night. I'm going to play something, play us out, as they used to say. In the day, play us out. Well, I was, but I can't find anything to play us out on. What a shame. What a shame. Ain't that a shame? Do, 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 do. Tears feel like rain. Do, 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 do. Well, anyway, I'll just hit something. Everybody have a good week.
I remember when I lost my mind.